Now, the Czech Republic is often criticized for doing little to improve the living conditions of its Roma minority. It's hard for them to find work. Many live in what amount to ghettos with very poor housing conditions. Their children often end up in schools for kids with learning disabilities. The list goes on and on. But with up to 3% of the population Romani, why do they figure so little in this weekend's elections? Dita Asiedu looks at the history of the Roma community's political engagement.
Though there are no official figures on the number of Roma in the Czech Republic, an estimated 250 to 300,000 live in this country. But in the years since the Velvet Revolution in 1989, there has only been one significant Romani political party campaigning specifically for the minority's interests, the Roma Civic Initiative. Gabriela Hrabaňová is the director of the Roma student organization at Thinganoi.
Immediately after the revolution was the greatest period for Roma and their political activism. The second day after the 17th of November, Roma used their chances and they went to Václav Havel with the kind of recommendation of Roma what they would like to see in the change after the communism. All of these people, they had this feeling for the change and the euphoria, and they were motivated to take a part and to be involved in the change itself. The partnership was so strong that Václav Havel gave in his office, it was on Wenceslav Square, the whole floor just to Roma, and there was a Roma secretariat. And Roma from the whole country were coming and wanted to do something.
And that was how the Roma Civic Initiative, known here as ROI, came to being. Within a decade, it gained 20,000 members. Though ROI never managed to pass the 5% threshold to get into parliament, it was dedicated to Roma rights. The party battled the growing neo-Nazi movement and pushed for more Roma representatives in the police force. But the elections in 2002 were the last that ROI took part in. An intra-party struggle resulting from internal disagreement saw it disintegrate into several local Roma unions. Brady Clough is from the Center for Political Analysis.
Up to now, it seems that most Roma are inclined to vote for left-of-center parties like the Social Democrats or the Communists, but to a large degree that's mainly because of their tendency to be more friendly as regards social welfare programs. Also the fact that there's a certain nostalgia among older generations of Roma that during the communist period there were certain social certainties or sort of guaranteed social welfare that they haven't had since 1989, and that includes mainly guaranteed right to work or employment and a guaranteed right to acceptable housing.
It has been difficult for the Roma to join forces and form a new united party. But to Brady Clough, this would not be a productive move anyway.
I think Roma in and of themselves would do best to work in larger, more functioning political subjects, say broader parties, because I think that if you look at a party, it obviously has a broad platform that addresses many issues, from education to social welfare to acceptance of minorities to cultural issues and so on and so forth. If Roma can band together, come to these parties, join the parties, become members, and say, look, as a member of your party, I have the ability to broaden the scope or broaden the appeal of your political platform, bringing in potential Roma voters who trust me and know that I will work to see that their needs are included in your political platform. I think that's the best option for Roma at this particular time.
In 2003, Gabriela Hrabaňová unsuccessfully ran for the post of councillor in Prague's town hall. Today, she feels non-governmental organizations set up especially to help the Roma are more effective than politicians.
I would say that we don't see the positive examples, these role models. The other thing is that after these two decades already, the situation getting worse, getting on margins of the society, and really if you're going down and down, you don't see the positive, you know, steps or this kind of trend right now that once you want to really do something and influence some things, you can do it through the non-governmental organization. It's kind of like supplementing the role of the state. You can feel it also from the political, from the politicians themselves, that the Roma issue is just an issue and it's not something that is the will to really do something in deep and good.
Now, while Roma may not be achieving much to improve their living conditions on a national level, Gabriela Hrabanova is convinced that they can do a lot locally.
We're organizing a training for 10 women. One of the aims is to see them on the next election in November, on the municipal elections. So we want to have a Roma women in this moment who know how the politics work, who knows how to lobby for their own things within the government and local government especially, and also to motivate them to take a part in that and to really show that we can influence much more, and also to help our colleagues in the NGOs to do a much better job.
Gabriela Hrabanova, director of the Roma student organization Atenangoy. Politics will be very much to the fore on our programs over the next couple of days.